Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome back to another episode of the New Gab Radio Podcast. Unlike the last episode, I'm trying to keep this one a little bit shorter. I understand that the last one was 20 minutes long. There was a couple of things that I wanted to mention at the end of the Arterial Lines episode, though, that I'm going to talk about really quickly right now. And the only thing I didn't talk about was how often that we are zeroing and leveling. And when it comes to zeroing, that is just zeroing to atmospheric pressure. That doesn't happen. That only happens really twice a shift. But when it comes to leveling, that is super important to do. Quite often, every time that we're moving our patients and we're moving them away from that position of keeping the transducer in line with the phlebostatic axis, I just want to keep in mind that every time that we raise the transducer above the level of the phlebostatic axis, we're going to be gaining and we're going to be getting a blood pressure reading that's going to be falsely low. And every time that we put the transducer below the level of the phlebostatic axis, we're going to get a reading that's falsely high. So it's really important that every time that we move the patient, that we're using our spirit level and ensuring that the level of the fluid is matching level between the transducer and the phlebostatic axis itself. So anyway, guys, hope that one's cleared it up. So today's episode, to keep it nice and short, I'm going to be talking about central lines. So to start off with, what is a central line? So unlike in the emergency department or within other settings, where the primary way in which we're giving fluids is via a peripheral cannula, the primary way in which we're doing it within the intensive care unit is via a central line. So what is the purpose of that? A central line can stay in a lot longer and it provides us more ports of access, more bang for your buck for that one piece of equipment. So unlike with the peripheral cannulae, where you've got that one thing, you can add on different, like a chook's foot to a peripheral cannula, to be able to give multiple medicines through it. And then you can put multiple cannulas in different areas and really have to rotate them every few days to reduce infection risk. With central lines, where exactly do they sit? So a central line itself, the main locations in which they're inserted, again, under a sterile procedure by the doctors, is via the IJ, so internal jugular, which is on the side of the neck. It can be subclavian, which is at the front of a patient's chest, or down into the femoral veins. So again, it's going to be unlike the arterial line, which is going to an artery. This one is similar to a peripheral cannula going into a vein. And the actual end, if it's being inserted via IJ or by subclavian, the end and the tip of the catheter is sitting just above the level of the right atrium. So as you can imagine, every medicine that we're giving through the central line is going straight into, going into central circulation. It's going to be disseminated across our entire body fairly quickly with the medicines that we give in due to where it's sitting. The catheter itself, so the actual central line, has multiple lumens. Now, typically it's either going to be 3 or 4 lumens. Now, what does that mean? So within the one structure, you've got 4 different tips that you'll see come off. Now, what's exciting about a central line is that unlike the peripheral cannula, so if you've got 2 medicines that do not play well with each other and you've only got one form of access, it means that you've got to give one medicine, time and multiple flushes before you can give the next. While on a central line, even though they're both going to the same similar location, you're able to give medicines that do not play well with each other concurrently, but through the lumens themselves. So, and what can also happen is that even though you've got 4 particular lumens, you've got so much potential to have so many infusions running through the same time. So for example, on one of the lumens you could have, we dedicate one lumen if we're going to be having inotropes or vasopressors, all of those presses and tropes are going to be through that one particular lumen. Next, on another one, you may have that one lumen, but you may have a chook's foot that comes off the end of it. So now you're able to give many a different fluid running through at the same time and different medicines. You might have through that one, through the chook's foot, you might have propofol, fentanyl, midazolam, and your maintenance fluid all running through that same one. On another one, you might be having some potassium, and on another one, you might have dedicated to, this is going to be a little bit confusing to start with, but you may have the central line. Now, this whole component, this whole piece of kit that's sitting in there is a central line, but there is another piece of rigid tubing that we call the central line that hooks back up to where, again, I mentioned in the last one with the arterial lines, that with that giving set, that you could have it for either just the arterial line, or you could have another one that has two pieces coming off it, which can also be attached up to a central line. Now, what this particular rigid tubing of this central line does, again, it has another port that you can, in this particular one, you can insert medicines into it pretty quickly. But also, this central line can be used to measure central venous pressures. And in this case, it can, and the literature is interesting when you measure it in terms of the use of the use of using central venous pressures to dictate therapy. It's bit contentious in the world of intensive care medicine, but it can be used to measure fluid status in a way. So anyway, that's one thing to consider. So in other words, you've got multiple lumens that can all have multiple medicines running through at the same time, and that's when you may see the pictures of that intensive care patient that has all of these different infusions all running through the same time. That's the reason why. It's because of these multi lumens of the central line and all of the ability to have so many medicines running through at the same time. Now, a special consideration to keep in mind, though, is that you really need, especially if you have all these different medicines running through at the same time, really ensuring that your lines are labeled appropriately. It's really important to have clear labeling on these lines to make it easy for you to see where all of these medicines are running through. It's also really, really important that before that we're adding a new medicine in, that we're checking back onto our injectables handbook to ensure that the medicines that we're putting next to each other on that single lumen are going to be compatible. What else can we talk about? So from there, also a safety check that we do. Now, yes, of course, we're looking for signs of infection and the like, and ensuring that the dressings are, when changed, if appropriately to change, that we're doing it under as absolutely cleanly as possible. But when we are looking at, we're consistently maintaining the patency of the central line itself. So if we're not using a particular lumen, similar to peripheral cannulae, that if you're not consistently pushing fluids through, they have the potential to clot off. Same goes for central lines. So every few hours, they sort of say every about 3 hours, what we're going to do is that we're ensuring that every time that we access these central lines, we're trying to do it as cleanly as possible. So as soon as we take off the red cap, if we're not using it, we're going to scrub the hub. So we're literally going to get our little Alco wipes and vigorously scrub the hub to ensure that every time we access it, we're not going to give the patient any germs. And what we're going to do is that we're going to have one of the, like a 10 mil syringe, we're going to draw and try to draw fluid back through it. And we get blood back into the syringe. We're then going to have another syringe full of 10 mils of normal saline, and we're going to flush into it. And under pressure, we're then going to use a little tiny piece that goes onto the central line itself, and we're going to occlude the central line in that particular lumen. Put a new fresh new red bung on the end of it, and there we go. We're maintaining the patency. So all we've done is we're ensuring that no clots are going to be forming on the inside of that central line. So there we go. Another big consideration is that when we're doing a safety check at the beginning of our shift and during our shifts, we're looking at how many centimeters to skin the central line is at. So the doctors, when they come along and they insert the central line, they have a little hub that's on the end, and that hub is going to tell you the size of the particular central line. You've got multiple sizes of lines. So you're jotting down the size of the central line, but they're also going to be suturing in the hub. Now, what tips for new players is that with the central line, even though it's secured down to the skin, on the inside, so the actual cannula section itself can still move. So if you vigorously turn your head, so the patient turns their head to around, they can actually pull at that central line, and they can either go further in or further out. So it can move. Even though it's sutured down, it can still move on the inside. So again, it's paying close attention to the centimeters to skin. And so again, that's one way of safety checking as a nurse to say how many centimeters of skin the central line is. But also a way of also telling is via the chest x-rays that we do in intensive care as well. So we're looking to see the tip of it. It's just above the tip of the right atrium. And again, by doing daily chest x-rays, which they normally do in intensive care, you're seeing if that is being malpositioned in any way. So anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this little episode. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to send a question through.